الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين أما بعد In our previous class, we have seen the beginning of this most beautiful and wonderful and the best verse in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, beginning with the name of Allah and then clarifying the great statement of it, Tawheed, and the statement of sincerity and purity of faith and the statement of truth that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And that means that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is falsehood. And we have seen likewise in our previous class, Alhamdulillah, that this statement, Shahada, and La ilaha illallah, qa'ima ala ruknaini azimain, that it is based and standing and upright and firm, established upon two great pillars, Nafyun wal ithbat, Nafyun am. نَفْيٌ عَامٌ لِجَمِيعِ مَا يُعْبَدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Negation and affirmation, the all-encompassing, all-inclusive negation, negating the right to be worshipped from everything besides Allah. وَإِثْبَاتٌ خَاصٌ الْإِبَادَةَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهِ And a specific and special affirmation, affirming the right for Allah to be worshipped alone. Affirming the right of Allah to be worshipped alone. To be worshipped alone. Now, the beautiful and this most wonderful verse, it continues. And everything proceeding from here, the people of knowledge, they say, Min barahin al-tawheed. Min barahin al-tawheed. Barahin is the plural of burhan. Burhan, it means a clear proof. A direct evidence, a clear proof, and a direct evidence, burhan. And the plural is barahin. So all of that which is mentioned after this beginning introduction of this verse, all of it is barahin al-tawheed. The great proofs and direct evidences that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Beginning with Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. So Allah Azza wa Jal, there is nothing worthy of worship except for Him. He is Al-Hayy and He is Al-Qayyum. These are two of the most beautiful and the greatest names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Two of the most beautiful and two of the greatest names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy is from Al-Hayat. And Al-Hayat, it means life. And Allah, He is Al-Hayy. Meaning He is the one who has the supreme life of perfection. That His life is perfect. Meaning His life is not preceded by anything. Rather, He is alive always and eternally. And His life is perfect and it does not have a beginning. Nor does it have an ending. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is alive and He never dies. And His life is perfect. And this means, based upon that, that all of His attributes are likewise perfect. The attributes with regards to the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal in His essence, they're all perfect from His perfect life. So therefore His knowledge is perfect. And His hearing is perfect. And His sight is perfect. And His wisdom is perfect. And His honor and His status and rank and authority is perfect. And He is able to see all things and hear all things. And He knows all things. And His wisdom is supreme. And He is worthy of all praise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His mercy is perfect. He has no deficiency in His life or in His attributes because He is al-hayy. And there are great benefits from this. And from that is that which Allah has mentioned in His book. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ أَلَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, you must put your trust and your faith and your reliance in the one who is alive and never dies. And the one who is alive and never dies. And this is because the things, they're either alive and they already died, or they are alive and they're going to die, or they are things that have no life whatsoever. So something that was alive and it already died, a person would be silly to put his faith and trust and reliance upon that, because it was alive and Allah, He brought it into life, and Allah provided for it and sustained it and then took its life and it died. So therefore, this thing is not worthy of trust and reliance. It's not worthy for one to put his faith and hope in. It's not worthy for a person to call something that was alive and then he died, even if it was something great like a prophet or a messenger. They were alive, but they died. So they're not worthy of putting one's faith and trust and reliance upon and calling on them and hoping for them to help you or to protect you. Likewise, the one who is alive, but he's going to die, also, he has no right. He's not worthy of one's faith and one's trust and one's reliance to seek help and to seek aid from and to seek protection from, because he's alive now. But whenever Allah decrees, he will die. So he has no true authority or power. Rather, he's under the authority and the power of Allah. If that's the case, how about something that does not even have a life, like a rock or a stone? Or the likes like this, or some piece of wood. All of these things, there's not even life in them. So how could a person put his faith and trust in them and believe that they will help him, or protect him, or aid him, or support him, or defend him? This is so silly. Rather, what does Allah command? He commands the greatest command, and the best command, and the most beneficial command. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. And put your faith and your trust and your reliance upon the one who is alive and never dies. So therefore, in everything that we do in our life, whenever we want to have fun and enjoy ourselves, or whenever we want to perform an important task, or whenever we want to do some schoolwork, or whenever we want to go out through the land, whatever we do, we always remember the name of Allah. Whenever we come, and whenever we go, and whenever we begin our actions, and whenever we eat, and whenever we drink, we remember the name of Allah. What do we say? Bismillah, Bismillah. This is the least of that which we would say. Bismillah. We remember the name of Allah, seeking His help and seeking His aid and seeking His support. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking His blessing by remembering Him. So we remember Him with our tongue, and likewise our heart seeks His help and His aid, because He is the one who has the life of perfection, and He is alive and He never dies. And He is the one who can help us. And if He does not help us, then no one can help us. And then no one could help us. So therefore, we put our faith and trust in Him. And this is what Allah has commanded. And likewise, this is the truth and the correct and the right way. Because Allah, He is alive and He never dies. So this is the meaning of Al-Hayy. The meaning of Al-Hayy is that Allah, He is the ever-living. Meaning that He has the life of perfection. He does not need anything. His life is perfect. And thus from that likewise His knowledge is perfect, and His wisdom is perfect, and His mercy and kindness and His justice is perfect, and His ruling and decision is perfect, and His decree is perfect, and His hearing and His seeing is all perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, because His life is perfect. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. So therefore He alone is worthy of trust and reliance, and sincere faith and worship. So this is a clear proof that La ilaha illallah, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. After this, likewise, Al-Qayyum. And these names, they always come together in mention. Whenever one is mentioned, the other is mentioned together with it. Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Likewise, this is mentioned together in this manner in Surah Ali Imran, and likewise in Surah Taha. These beautiful names have come together like this. Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. That Allah, He is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, who has the perfect life. And He is Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum, meaning that He is self-sufficient and He needs nothing. And He is the one who is providing and sustaining for all of his creation. So he is the creator, he is the provider, and he is the sustainer, and he is the one who sends the rain, and he is the one who causes the crops to grow, and he is the one who creates the animals, and he shapes them and forms them, and he provides for them life, and he provides for their sustenance. Likewise, he created the insects and provides for them, and the birds and the fish, and likewise the human beings. He is the creator, he is the provider, he is the sustainer, he is al-qayyum. He is not provided for from any of his creation, rather he sustains himself. He is self-sustaining, self-sufficient, powerful and strong, never weak, the creator of the heavens and the earth, above his throne in a manner befitting his majesty. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there's nothing worthy of worship except for him. He is the ever-living, meaning he is the one who has the perfect life. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's worthy of worship. He's powerful and strong. He's all knowledgeable and supreme in wisdom. And he has vast mercy and kindness. And likewise, he's severe in punishment. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he needs nothing. He needs nothing. He doesn't get sleepy or tired. And this is the next proof and evidence for at-tawheed. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. And sina, he's not overcome by sina. Sina, sinatun, it means a nu'as. A nu'as is what happens before you go to sleep. Somebody, he gets tired and then he starts getting weak and then his eyes start drifting off and he's getting sleepy. And then finally, after that, what happens? A nawm. After that, that happens a nawm. So a sina, or a nu'as, muqaddimat, a nawm. This is what happens before you sleep. Before you actually go to sleep, you get tired, you get sleepy, you start to get relaxed, and then you start to lose consciousness, and then next thing you know, you're sleeping. And then next thing you know, you're sleeping. Right? And then this is the case. But this doesn't happen to Allah. His life is perfect. His life is perfect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not need sleep. He does not need sleep. He does not get tired. وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. Allah, he does not get tired. He does not get tired or sleepy. And he does not go to sleep. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all evidence and proof of a tawheed. Somebody who gets tired and sleepy, he's not worthy of worship. How can somebody worship somebody who's tired and sleepy? It's like, please provide for me, help me and sustain me. Wait a second, man, I need to take a nap. That sounds so silly. Some people, they worship men and they call on men besides Allah Azza wa Jalla and they believe in them. Even some of them, they worship their sheikh and they believe that their sheikh can help them. Maybe he's sleeping. And they're going to call on their sheikh, "Sheikh, help me, help me." Maybe he's even sleeping. Even worse than that, maybe he's doing number one or number two. Audhu billah. Audhu billah. How can you worship somebody that does that? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's not worthy of worship. Who's the one who's worthy of worship? Al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Al-hayy al-qayyum. The one who is alive and never dies. The one who doesn't get tired and get sleepy. The one who does not eat. Rather, he feeds and he's not fed. The one who does not eat, he does not get hungry, he does not need food. He feeds and he's not fed. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the one who is worthy of worship. As for somebody who needs some food, or as for somebody who gets thirsty, or somebody who gets tired and sleepy, or somebody who's already dead in the first place, or something that does not even have any life, he can't even move around it like a rock, he just kick it around and throw it in the water and skip it across the top of the water. This is so silly. People worship the likes of these things. This is something that is misguidance. Again, even if those things are very, very noble and very, very great and very, very good, like angels. Angels are beloved to Allah and they're great and they're obedient to Allah, but they're not worthy of worship because Allah created them and provide for them and sustain them. And they're only alive because Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum is providing for them and giving them life. And likewise, the prophets and messengers as well. Alayhi musallatu wassalam, they're very great and they're the best of creation. And we love them very much. But we love them for the sake of Allah. And they're not worthy of worship because they're creation likewise. And they were provided for and sustained And this is the case with them. And they had to go to sleep and they get hungry and they eat. And this is what Allah refuted the Christians in the book. Whenever the Christians started worshiping Isa alayhi salam and also his mother, Maryam, whenever the Christians, they're worshiping both of them, they're worshiping Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother Maryam. What did Allah say to them to try to cause them to realize, pay attention and wake up? What are you doing? وَكَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ, that both of them, they used to eat food. How can you worship Isa ibn Maryam when him and his mother, alayhi salatu wasalam, both of them, they used to eat food? You know what he's referring to here? Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, what is being referred to here is that the one who has to eat food, after he eats food, he has to do something. The food has to go somewhere. So this is not very nice. Sometimes it doesn't smell so good, right? So how can you worship somebody that has to do that? How can somebody worship somebody and call on him and hope in him and have faith in him and call on him to help him and to protect him and to help him in this life and to provide for him a child and to help him get a job and to save him from the punishment on the day of resurrection? And maybe he's in the bathroom in the first place. Maybe he's in the bathroom in the first place. So we love the prophets and messengers, but they're not worthy of worship. But they're not worthy of worship. Allah, he clarified that in his book. وَكَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ, that Isa alayhi salam and his mother, they used to eat food. So therefore, they're not worthy of worship. Who created the food? Who provides for the food? Who is blessing the food? It is Allah Azza wa Jal alone. It is Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And then after a person eats the food, then we know what happens. Likewise, a person, he gets benefit and nourishment from that food by the grace of Allah and the permission of Allah. And then after that, that which is left over has to come out. So therefore, the one who has to eat food, he's definitely not worthy of worship because he's in need of Allah and to get the food and to eat the food and to benefit from the food and to get rid of the food in the first place. So how can you worship a person? How can you worship a person? So therefore, it's very clear that the religion of the Christians is falsehood. And they're very silly. And they're misguided. And they're misguided. And likewise, the ones who worship the cows. And likewise, the ones who worship the rats. And likewise, the ones who worship the trees or the stars. And the likes like this. This is all silly. This is all foolishness. This is all misguidance. This is all ignorance. This is all wrong. What are you doing? Allah Azza wa Jal, he created all of these things and provides for all of these things. Allah, he's the one who's alive and he gives life to those things. Allah, he's the creator and he provided and sustained for those things. And then you're going to worship them? What if Allah decides to destroy them? What if Allah decides to destroy them? And this is so silly that they worship a cow. So what do we say? Alhamdulillah, Allah guided us to worship him alone, with no partners. Other people, they worship the dead, and they worship the souls, and they worship the jinn, and they do all these other silly and bad things. And some of them, they even worship the devil. Wadiyadu billah. Wadiyadu billah. They worship the devil. And they sell their souls to have a good portion of this life. And then whenever they die, they go to the hellfire. Wadiyadu billah. So all of these things that are worshipped besides Allah is all falsehood. And this is what this verse is clarifying. That Allah, there's nothing worthy of worship except for him, and that he is the one who is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, and that he is Al-Qayyum, meaning that he is self-sustaining, and he is the sustainer and provider for all of the creation and all of the universe. And from the evidence likewise, he does not get sleepy, he does not get tired, nor does he go to sleep, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we see the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal that are affirming for him, traits and characteristics, they are affirmed in the most perfect and best manner. And likewise, whenever we see the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla that are negated, there's negation here. وَلَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. There's negation here that Allah, he doesn't get tired and he doesn't sleep. So that means that whenever we negate this attribute of deficiency, we affirm for it the complete perfection of its opposite. The complete perfection of the opposite of that. So what is the opposite of getting tired and sleepy? Being powerful and strong. Being powerful and strong. He does not get sleepy. Meaning he's powerful and strong at all times. Because why does somebody get sleepy and why do they get tired and why do they have to go to bed? Because they get weak. If you don't go to sleep, you're going to be weak. A person, he's going about his day, and he's playing and having fun, and he's studying and he's learning, memorizing Quran, memorizing 40 hadith, memorizing usul al-thalatha, running around and playing, arguing with his sister, and then making up and saying afwan, and then playing some more, and then studying some more, and then reciting Quran, and then it's time to pray, and so many things going on, and then pretty soon all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I'm tired. You sit down and then like you don't want to sit down, but you have to sit down because you can't move no more. And then your eyes start getting heavy. And then next thing you know, you're out sleeping. If somebody kept going anyways and he didn't even sleep, he might go crazy. He might hurt himself. He might get sick. You have to sleep. You have to sleep. That's because we're weak. And if we don't sleep, we're going to be sick and we're going to hurt ourselves. But Allah, He's not weak. Allah, He's not weak. Allah, He's powerful. Allah, He's strong. Allah, He is Al-Qawi, Al-Aziz. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. He doesn't get tired and sleepy. So whenever we say He doesn't get sleepy and He doesn't go to bed, this means that His life is powerful. He has strength, supreme strength, and supreme perfect power and life. He doesn't get tired. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, Allah, He clarifies more proofs and evidences in Barahin and Tawheed. And from that is that He is the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the owner and has authority over everything in the creation. And we continue in our next class, insha'Allah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.